Good morning, my friends, and welcome to a Cowboy State Politics News Update. We haven't had one of these in a while, and it just shows you how diligently we cover the news in the Cowboy State. Well, there's that, and it explains how hard all of these red-coated frontier Republicans are trying to take more money out of your pocket. That's right, I said it. It's called theft. It's taking money from hard-working Wyoming citizens when you could easily raise that money in other ways, but you don't want to because you go to the taxpayer first because it's always easier. And there's the other part where, generally speaking, you don't believe in the free market system, and that's why you have to take money to do the things that you want. And that's where this news update is leading us. Dishonesty. But first, on Monday's edition of Morning Reload, we told you about the whole Taxmageddon situation that's happening in Campbell County. Here's what we said on Monday's program. So what's happening is the legislature voted to allow Gillette College to split from the Northern Wyoming Community College District and create their own college in Gillette. Now, one of the options to make that happen is Campbell County is going to have to raise taxes. Of course, Cowboy State Politics is opposed to all new taxes because we're being taxed to death right now. When the government takes more taxes out of your pocket, they are taking more of your liberty along with it, because your personal liberty is directly tied to your economic liberty. If you didn't know, that's one of the planks in the Republican Party platform. Go look it up. And in the Gillette College debate, there are a number of high-profile Republicans that are lobbying to increase your taxes in Campbell County. One of them is Senator Jeff Wasserberger. Yeah, you remember him. That's Mr. Education himself. Now, he's got a couple of problems here. Where we're starting this morning is a Facebook post by Colleen Faber. Now, I don't know Ms. Faber, but I kind of like where she's coming from. She posted an ad that reads, and I quote, "Vote like your livelihood depends on it, August 17th. Who pays? Coal companies, oil and gas operators, utilities, pipelines, railroads, ag, business, and property owners. Conclusion, you pay." Of course you do. You're the person that they take taxes from. The first problem that Senator Wasserberger has is it's almost a well-known fact that he's vying for the president job at Gillette College while being a sitting Wyoming state senator. And you all know how we feel about lobbyists in the legislature. Well, anyway, here's what he posted, and I quote, "The new Gillette Community College needs to raise about $8 million to operate. The new Board of Trustees will need to levy 2.25 mils based on the current fiscal year 2021 assessed valuation of $3.4 billion. Your numbers are higher taxes are grossly overvalued and are being used to spread fear before the election. The residents of Campbell County need to accept the responsibility of self-government and take direction of the college by voting for a slight increase in taxes on individual property owners." End quote. Don't you just love how all these alleged Republicans mix all sorts of conservative buzzwords in with their attempts to raise taxes? Self-government. But we need more taxes to do it. In yet another self-aggrandizing editorial note, you would think that all these elected officials would be more careful as to what they post online, given that Cowboy State Politics is watching them closely. In any case, here is Ms. Faber's response. Quote, "This information merely shows the value of 4 mils, which is what the ballot says. Up to 4 mils, actual assessment is unknown at this time, as is future valuation. I trust the citizens of Campbell County, to do the math for themselves and make that decision. A slight increase to you may be much more to someone else." End quote. Okay, so first, what is a mil? A mil is $1 for every $1,000 of assessed valuation. So when Jeff Wasserberger, Senator Jeff Wasserberger, Republican Senator Jeff Wasserberger, says that the college is only going to level 2.25 mils, and the ballot says 4 mils, the difference is $7 million in taxes. That doesn't really seem like a slight increase to me. So not only does Senator Wasserberger have a problem with reading, a.k.a. the ballot, he also appears to have a problem with math. Very interesting that he's a former teacher and is one of the education guys in the Wyoming State Senate. One more little tidbit from very conservative Republican Senator Jeff Wasserberger. Quote, "You're embellishing the issue for corporate gain. You're distorting the facts to defend your corporate position. I would hope that an elected official of Campbell County would support the people of our community and not the bottom line of a national oil corporation." End quote. Speaking of elected officials, Senator Wasserberger, it would be really nice if you started representing the interests of your constituents instead of focusing on your own personal bottom line by trying to become the president of Gillette College while being a sitting Wyoming state senator. Oh, but pay no attention to that. You know, it's not very often that we get into these Facebook back and forths on the program, but this one is particularly interesting because it involves a sitting Wyoming state senator. One more Facebook comment before I let you go on this one. Quote, this one's from Kathy Rainey. Quote, thank you for bringing these tax amounts to the conversation, Colleen. The yes crowd keeps pushing the mantra that this is only $100 or so more dollars in taxes for the average homeowner. That isn't the concern. If the average homeowner loses his job because the extractive industries and their support industries can't afford them anymore, then what? Gillette College isn't going away if this tax-mageddon fails. Let's stop trying to force these decisions through special elections and do some serious work on the solution. More taxes are not the correct answer. End quote. Hear, hear. The citizens of Campbell County are facing the very same thing that the citizens of Johnson County are facing. An overimposing government that wants to take more of their personal liberty through taxes to support some sort of supposed common good, when the real answer is to handle a lot of this through private industry. There are a ton of private colleges and universities throughout the United States that function just fine. We don't have to have taxpayer money to do it. And the reality is, in this case, the tax raisers are saying that it's only going to be 2.25 mils, or $7 million, when in reality, the ballot says 4 mils, which equates to about $14 million. Tax raisers always underestimate the amount of money that they're going to take out of your pocket. And when you add on top of it that one of the chief lobbyists in this whole thing is a sitting Wyoming state senator who's vying for his own personal gain, it just makes the whole thing stink to high heaven. But there again, almost all taxes smell like that skunk that wanders by your house in the middle of the night and makes you wake up from your deep slumber. Now, it's not enough that you have a sitting Wyoming state senator who's vying to line his own pockets by becoming the president of Gillette College. Now these redcoats have shifted into full-blown bribery. Now, a bribe is defined by our favorite dictionary as, quote, anything given or promised to induce a person to do something against his wishes, or, I would add, his best interests. So now we have a store in Campbell County that is offering discounts if its customers will go and vote yes for the tax-mageddon in Campbell County. Now, a private citizen can do that, no problem, but that's not what's happening here. The store in question is owned by the Campbell County Republican Party chairman, a Frontier Republican Redcoat chairman. And the discount is being publicized by the political action committee that's in favor of this tax-mageddon in Campbell County. In a complaint filed with the Wyoming Secretary of State's office, Campbell County resident Jeff Rainey says, and I quote, on or about the 20th of July, 2021, a local store owned by the Campbell County Republican Party chairman offered a 20% discount for anyone voting yes in the Gillette special election. The store is named Soulmate, and the owner is Republican Party chairwoman of Campbell County, Heather Herr. The complaint continues. On or about the 20th of July, 2021, the Facebook page Vote Yes for Gillette College, paid for and sponsored by the Our Community, Our College PAC, posted a 20% discount offer for a yes vote from a local retailer, the aforementioned Soulmates. Now, keep in mind, the complaint that I just told you about, it was just filed, so it has to be looked over by the Secretary of State's office. But if it's true, and I have no reason whatsoever to believe that it's not, this is totally not okay. It is called bribery in an election, and it's illegal. The difference between conservatives and redcoats is conservatives will play by the rules and actually run an election the way it's supposed to be run. Redcoats, on the other hand, will do anything to get their agenda passed. That's sort of the reason we call them redcoats, because they're dishonest. I've posted all of the documentation with this election complaint at cowboystatepolitics.com. I put it all in a zip file so you can just download one thing and you can look at it for yourself. If anything else happens between now and weekend update on Saturday, I'll continue to update this episode so that you can follow along. On Saturday's episode, I'm going to play all of the greatest hits from the tax-raising tax advocates in Johnson County back-to-back so you can understand exactly who it is that we're dealing with and why they're trying so hard to get you to vote to increase taxes on yourself. Oh, it's true. Right now, we've got redcoats running all over Northeast Wyoming. For now, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.